You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
Another episode of The Cooligans. Let's go. Women's World Cup Daily. Just carried a little theme song.
Okay, look at that.
It also sounds like a 1940s car starting up because my voice is shot.
We were gonna spend we had the budget for the theme song for the Women's World Cup Daily podcast was about $55,000, and now we don't even have to spend that money. Thank you,
no,
Alexis.
No, you do, because wait, you get my invoice. Okay. And that is gonna cost you about $54,000. I left a little bit in there just for the home team. You feel me?
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Cooligans Women's World Cup Daily Podcast. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. And I'm Alexis. Sounds like a bugle
Guerrero. Let's go. We're excited about today's show because we have incredible guests. Today, we're going to be joined by Angel City FC defender Paige Nielsen and also comedian Tien Tran, who they both started a brand new show, brand new podcast called In These Cleats, about, you know, women's soccer, the Women's World Cup. And it's always great to see more comedians involved in the game. It's you know,
a beautiful thing. We also Paige Nielsen got some chops, man. She's kind of funny.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
she can,
yeah,
hold her own.
It's a great
Can Tien Tran defend, you know? Does the ratio qualify both ways?
We gotta you know, confirm. All right, we gotta get Paige Nielsen at a comedy club performing. And we got to get, you know,
Tien Tran two-footing her if she's not funny.
Bro, just, you know, can Tien Tran play in a Challenge Cup match? I mean, let's see, man, what you got.
So, come on. But they're giving out a couple contracts to fill in the spaces for some of these World Cup players. You know what I mean?
But look, the Women's World Cup, we had another incredible match day. Match day four. Shout out to everybody who also tuned into our U.S. Women's National Team coverage and everything. A couple notes about that game after that, and we can also look forward to the next U.S. game. But the results today, we had Sweden take on South Africa. They won 2-1. The Netherlands defeated Portugal.
Shout out to South Africa, though, who scored first, which was awesome.
Sweden got that late goal to win the game. So, yeah, it definitely is some heartbreak for South Africa.
Yeah, it's got to be gut-wrenching.
Netherlands, 1-0 over Portugal, and France, Jamaica, a 0-0 draw, which I think that's where we should begin. Because,
yeah, dude, what an odd – shouts to you for wearing a Jamaica kit.
Yeah, let's go.
But what an odd thing to see France have a zero goal differential. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not used to it. And look, it's a strong team, and we got the coach, Herve Renard.
Yeah, it's Herve Renard.
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah,
I hope I pronounced it correctly.
My instinct is to roll my R's. But yeah, in French, they don't roll R's. They phlegm the R.
They phlegm it. They drink a little bit of milk before they say any R word. And also, he's Herve Renard now. Okay? Why are we doing this?
So, you know, he was the coach of the Saudi Arabian team
Argentina.
Yeah, in the Men's World Cup. And it was the so he's just out at every World Cup. He's like, yo, I'm here. Literally just a couple months ago.
He walks in with his white dress shirt, two buttons unbuttoned. Uh-huh. He can't say no. He's the coach now.
Exactly. And France, we all know, and we spoke about this before the tournament began. France had their a lot of the players had protested and said that they were not playing in the World Cup because of the coach that they had.
The previous coach, yeah.
And there were just a lot of issues with the working conditions were not great. So the team is in a little bit of disarray. But now, and watching this game, I don't know if it was France bad or was Jamaica good. I want to give props to Jamaica because I really thought
Jamaica played their asses off. They defended gallantly.
Yeah, they defended well. Not only that, but I just felt we're finally seeing in this World Cup the gap closing a little bit between these big nations and smaller nations. Because Jamaica had we'll talk about the Bunny Shaw call in a little bit, but Jamaica also pretty much all their players. The technical ability that we're seeing this time around from some of the other CONCACAF nations on the women's side is like they've leveled up a little bit. They were getting around some of the France defenders, even in the midfield, just light touches to get the ball away from the defender coming onto them. I was genuinely impressed where it wasn't, they weren't like overpowered by, yeah, and we know Wendy Renard and a lot of this happens in a lot of the world, women's World Cups where set pieces are really important because some teams just have large, taller players and it is what it is, right? And I thought Jamaica handled it really, really well. France, obviously they had some chances and they hit the crossbar, stuff like that. But just great game from Jamaica. Especially as another CONCACAF nation involved. Still.
I mean, it was incredible. Their back line, they played a traditional 4-4-2. They're like, look, we know who you are, France. Okay, mm-hmm. We've done our research. You seem pretty good. We're gonna park this bus and we're gonna try to hit you on the counter. But that's how you got to play when you have a player like Bunny Shaw.
Yeah.
She is absolutely incredible. She's lethal. So why not bank a little bit? And if you look at it, the whole left side played incredibly well. Brown, Sampson, Blackwood, Swabby, absolutely incredible. Obviously, Spencer, the goalkeeper, played incredible. That whole left side played great, which is what you want because you want to be able to break out Bunny Shaw as well. She's obviously playing on the left side.
Yeah, I love the
a little bit central as well.
There was the set piece that Bunny Shaw went direct and just took a shot on goal, and the French keeper had to do quite a bit. Had to really stretch to stop the ball. Overall, I just thought she had a great game. She played aggressively, but then that's where it kind of caught up to her because
she did too much.
She got a second yellow.
Well, she actually might not have done too much. She might have not done anything on that second one.
I mean, you think you would imagine if you're on a yellow, where the ball is, just over the just about to go over the touchline.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, she slid. Tackled Wendy Renard. The only problem is that tackle part didn't happen. She slid in front of Wendy Renard, and Wendy Renard fell on her own and, must have hurt herself on the way down because she was rolling.
Yeah.
And that, the...
Must have.
She must have. Because she definitely didn't get hit by Khadija/Bunny Shaw.
Yeah.
So... the ref gives Bunny Shaw her second yellow. It's the end of the match. What was it, 90 plus 2? It was almost pointless. It was like an absolute pointless time and place to do it. It was over by the touchline. You didn't need to do it at all. But at the end of the day, it's like, I get that, maybe you could fight this and get the red rescinded. Possible.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen. But why slide at this time and place?
Even if you win, the ball, by the touch, it's probably just going to go out. It's not.
What'd you do? You didn't do nothing if you win the ball here.
It's an unnecessary challenge and just a bummer because she is arguably the most important player on the Jamaican team as far as like possibly getting a goal.
I don't think it's a stretch to say she's probably the most essential player on this team
Yeah.
because she is she is the type of player that defenders have to keep in the back of their minds. So it's not like, oh, here's their striker. Everyone's like, that's Bunny Shaw. We need to focus on her, make sure she doesn't get open and get opportunities to score.
Yeah, she got 12 goals in qualifying. So that's, I mean, obviously one of the better players.
She's a big part of the Reagan girl.
In the region. Just a bummer because now their next game, Jamaica's next game will be against, who they play next? It's either
Jamaica plays.
It's either Brazil. Either Brazil or Panama.
No, Panama.
Panama.
So Brazil plays Panama, I believe, today, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Next morning.
Panama. Yeah, tomorrow. And then, yes. And then Jamaica plays Panama.
Right.
Panama is rolling up to two L's.
So we'll see how that goes. It's obviously Panama's first World Cup as well.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. But we haven't seen anything yet. We don't know what they're going to be like, but it's obviously a tough team to play against against Brazil. So that's kind of where we are. The other quick note, we got the stats or the viewership numbers for the U.S. Vietnam game, which was cool to hear. They did 5.2 million viewers for this game. So quite. I mean, it's the U.S. Women's National Team. They're doing numbers. Okay, it's
you know what? The streaming numbers are up. You feel me? Okay, the Spotify going crazy.
it is impressive. It does say there it's up 99% from the USA Thailand match in 2019. So just look, the marketing department. You got to give props to the marketing department, to everybody. Just to the players individually building their own brands where people want to see them play more and more. I mean, Nike as well. I want to make sure I give a shout out to Lorena Russi, the homie, who is in. So if you've seen the Nike ad where it's like a little girl watching soccer with her father, and the father like falls down or something, he like hits his head, he ends up in like a coma, he wakes up 20 years later. And he's watching the 99ers. That's what it was. Watching the 99ers, and then wakes up, 24 years later, at the and now he's watching the Women's World Cup, and it's the little girl is the grown up, the adult version of this little girl is Lorena Russi, who you've seen on our show. She's
been on our show many times.
Been on our show many times.
Many inappropriate comments on our show. She's amazing.
She's a comedian and actress, and also a former soccer player as well. And she is the absolute homie, and to see her in such a huge Nike campaign made me so proud. It was so great to see, and it's just amazing. So happy that another one of our comedy peers are doing really big things in the game. So amazing to see. So look, I'm just saying. Just, everybody, even we post stuff or anything, about women's soccer, people are just always, whatever, nobody's going to watch this. Nobody cares about women's sports. And it's like, I don't know, bro. It seems like they're making a gang of money because a lot of people are watching.
No, people are watching. There's money to be made. And why would you sit there and say, well, I don't watch women football? Well, you might be the only one, bro.
Essentially, dog. It's you're missing out. I mean, there's no other way to put it, but okay. So, all right, before we move on, obviously just...
In fact, those people, you know what they need to do? They need to chill.
They need to desperately chill, bro.
Wow, that's what I say, bro. You need to chill, bro. I'm looking at the mountain on your forehead, dog, and it ain't blue.
It is. Okay? It's just a straight, just a dusty-ass mountain, bro.
You got a dusty-ass, almost invisible mountain, bro. Nah, let me slap a blue mountain on the head of yours so you can chill. And the way I'm gonna do that, I don't know if you know this, Christian, I just found this out. Your temperature is regulated by your digits, and I don't mean your phone number, you feel me?
Okay.
It's your hands and your feet, your little fingers, and your feet fingers. You know what I mean?
That's
why wearing a glove.
The fingers of the feet, as they say in Spanish.
It's Spanish. Director, that's a Google translation. You got to wear a glove in the winter so that you keep warmth in your hands. So if you hold something cold, it makes you feel cold. So, oh my God. if you need to chill on one of these hot days when you're watching League's Cup, what are you going to do? You're going to put something cold in your hand. Well, you don't want to grab any beer can. You want to grab one that's cold because it's got a blue mountain on it. You already know it's cold. So therefore, by holding a can with a blue mountain, you will chill your digits, which internally chills you. And in fact, you are perfectly chilled. Thank you, Coors Light.
Shout out to Ice Cold Coors Light. That's the move. Okay, we all know. Coors Light is the official beer sponsor for League's Cup 2023. And the matches have already been wild. Just a couple of
messy free kick winner. What more you need to say? League's Cup's lit.
Dude, even the Philadelphia Union against Cholos was another wild game.
A wild one.
So entertaining stuff overall. So this summer, stay passionate and stay refreshed with an Ice Cold Coors Light, official beer of League's Cup 2023. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
That's right. That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. I can't do it anymore.
Let's go. All right. We have to go to our interview. Seriously, we say this all the time. I mean, it's like if you want, comedy and soccer, this is the show for you. And this interview encapsulates that exactly. Paige and Tien are so, so funny, and we have such a just a great time riffing together. It's quite the I don't know what, Voltron or Power Rangers joining forces, or
Paige introduces us a little bit into what the locker room is like, and we introduce her a little bit into what a green room is like, and when those merge, it's quite a fun time.
Exactly. So here it is. Here's our interview with Paige Nielsen and Tien Tran of the In the Cleats podcast.
Christian, what an honor. I heard a comedian is starting a soccer podcast. And I was like, yeah, we did that. And then it's another comedian. I'm like, oh, thank God there's more.
Okay, look, rising tide lifts all boats. More people, we say this all the time. When we started this podcast, all of our comedian peers were like, oh, you're doing comedy and you're starting a soccer podcast? So what is it going to be, like three people listening at all?
Right.
This is how you know comedians are, they offer no encouragement, just simply roasting for whenever you have some kind of new idea. But now, all of a sudden, when soccer's picking up in this country, everybody's like, yo, Christian, Alexis, yo, what a great idea. What a great thing you did.
Do you know Messi yet? I'm like, no. But one of the most important things is to see the women's side of the game grow as well. So I'm really excited to bring these next two guests in. The stars of In These Cleats podcast, comedian Tien Tran, and oh, come on, Angel City star. Everybody knows her. Paige Nielsen, everybody.
Good, ladies.
And comedian.
Yes. And I am not a soccer player.
No.
Very much an amateur soccer player.
Okay, yeah.
Very cool.
I play in my, co-ed Sunday league. That's as much experience as I get when it comes to my athletic career. But you know what? It's at the top of my resume. I talk about it proudly.
Yeah, and I bet no one else on that team has a podcast, so screw all of them.
That's damn right.
Also,
visually, you know who's the comedian. We didn't have to say because you're holding a microphone. It's honestly a disease.
Oh, God. I even have like a stand off to the side. I'm like, control. No control here.
I can't do it. I need to grip it. That's why I like these things. I got nowhere to hold it.
I need to have it touching my chin the whole time.
We call that the bar show syndrome. That is, you ever go to a venue with like good microphones, you put it to your chin and speak, and you're like, that is way too loud.
Yeah, that's way too loud.
Yeah, you guys actually spent money on your AV. Wow.
It needs, the mic needs to have dents in it, know that it's
like the shape of someone else's chin has,
yes,
has okay. left its yes. imprint.
All right, we're doing.
And I will say this, Paige, I'm sure that there's sometimes you'll put on a boot and you could smell it and be like, oh no, that's every comedy club microphone ever.
A Okay.
I will not touch anyone else's cleats. Okay. Oh, I don't know how you share mics.
I can only imagine. The first time Comedy Club microphones were washed was COVID. The first time in history.
Okay. This is great. This is a lot of inside baseball comedy stuff. For Paige and for
Paige,
the audience
to know how disgusting we all are.
Yeah, we're really gross.
Yeah. Yes. You know, that's the thing. Comedy clubs need like football clubs have a kit person that handles all the equipment and everything. We need that desperately for comedy clubs. But okay.
Do you guys do snot rockets? That's the real question.
Oh my goodness.
Only if the show's going badly. You
know, somebody in the front row better be careful. You never know. Okay. Let's get to the Women's World Cup and soccer. You guys started an awesome podcast in these cleats, and like we said, it's always really exciting when, especially from as comedians, from a comedic perspective, that people are involved in the game. So this is great to see. So let's talk a little bit about how it began, how you two know each other, how this all happened.
A drunk bar fight. We were in a bar. No.
Paige kicked my ass.
We were fighting each other. And then we became... No. The Megawatt production company brought us together. Yeah, one of the producers were like, I love this comedian, Tian. She's going to be amazing. She barely made it to be one of my interviewees. And she was finally our last one. And it was... she was awesome, and we had such a great camaraderie between the both of us, so it was really, really cool. And then it was history, and now we're best friends. I don't know. We have each other's backs.
it's Paige says that I almost missed only because I wasn't in the country to have this audition, but one of the producers I used to write on a show with her, and we just turned absolutely loved U.S. women's soccer, and I think we nerded out about it for a while. So when she said that she was doing a podcast with Angel City star Paige Nielsen, I was trying to keep my cool when she asked me to audition for it, because I love soccer players. And the first time I met Paige, I think I was like, Paige, I've never told you this. I was really trying to not freak the fuck out. So
that's fair.
So I kept it cool enough for our chemistry test, and since then we've just been hanging out and talking to amazing players and former players for the podcast, and we have some cool interviews coming up. We have Julie Foudy sitting down with us next week, so it's been really, really fun.
It's great, especially because we say this all the time, and we've interviewed so many NWSL players, so many players on other international teams, and for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, but NWSL players and just women's soccer in general is the personalities are generally better than men's soccer players. Just there is something about the personality, maturity.
He's speaking too lightly, bro. Men's players 9 times out of 10 are robots. Men's players have bits.
Okay, we love to hear it.
Yo, I'm being serious. Too much media training, where I feel like even the women's players who get a lot of media training, as soon as they walk in, they're like, yeah, forget everything I just learned. Let's have a good conversation.
Yeah.
I know. I just watched it's funny you say that, because I watched the Harry Kane Hot Ones recently. Yeah. Did you see that dropped? And I was like, oh, he's very charming and kind of a robot.
Yeah. You're
talking like a real estate agent trying to make him move into a shoebox.
Yeah, I watched
it. It's charming.
I watched it, and I was like, AI is really going far these days. This is pretty cool.
Oh, good.
Bro. But
it is the first time, especially on the U.S. Women's National Team, the first time I met Megan Rapinoe, I felt kind of the same way. I was just like, how do I keep my cool? This is ridiculous.
How do you? You've met so many people now. What do you two do to
stay
calm?
I, I, th- I think the most interesting moment in probably in our career was when we were hosting this event, ICC Futures. It was like a youth tournament in Bradenton, Florida, at that academy, and we were in like the green room with Samuel Eto'o, legendary Cameroonian player. Obviously played at Barcelona. Legend. Everybody knows Samuel Eto'o. I played with him for years. But also in that room was Ali Krieger and Ashton Harris. Who did we speak to for an hour and a half and not speak to at all? Yeah. We did not speak to Samuel Eto'o even once, and we just spent the entire time laughing and having a great time with Ali and Ashlyn.
Oh, yep. God, I'm jealous. That sounds... That's a lesbian's dream right there, Christian. I'm sorry.
That's hilarious. Okay.
Yeah. You just Samuel lived. Eto'o.
We didn't order pizza. Get out of here.
Get out.
Man, I'm like king lesbian. I don't know what it is. I'm honored.
You are. Christian, yeah. You are an honorary king lesbian.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure TN and Paige were talking about that before. They got on. Oh, we were going to meet with Alexis and king lesbian?
I see the haircut.
In these cleats hands out king lesbian honorary awards. And Christian, you got the first one.
Yeah, dude. I'm honored to be on the same podcast. I think when you guys run your interviews, for us, I would say we lean more on jokes.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is we're both comedians. You guys have this really cool podcast where you get, you know, the levity and the humor, but you also have like the player's perspective. But it seems from even just the clips that I saw that you guys had released, especially that sort of preview, you get a sense that like, yo, Paige also got chops, you know, when it comes to getting the bits in.
Hell yeah. You heard it here first.
Yeah, for sure. Where do you think, and the question is for Paige, with everything I just said, do you think that the essence of a locker room, do you think that the podcast you guys are hosting in these cleats is a little bit closer to that than most sports podcasts? Do you really think that as funny and carefree and fun as you guys are in a locker room, do you think that's actually getting into the podcast?
I would say like 10% of it. Most of it's inappropriate.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Paige, what can we do to get that number higher?
Yeah, yeah. Also, do it here. You're on with Alexis and King Lesbian. Let it out.
I mean, drive time radio show.
We shower together. Like it's
a good point.
Really intimate, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, locker room talk. I mean, it's really cool to see you. Okay. Sorry, one second.
You know what?
Are you Ace Ventura?
Oh my goodness.
What just happened? How many animals is that?
You have a kennel in your home all of a sudden.
I know.
Oh, it's adorable.
How many animals do you have?
I have two, but it sounded like Noah's Ark. I don't know.
No, yes, it did. Oh my God.
I gave him a bully stick and hoping that wouldn't happen, but we live on the first floor and dogs walk by our window this entire time. My wife has a bunch of work calls and I have podcasts and it's never great.
All good.
Do you know what a bully stick is? Do you know what it's made out of? I just found this out.
No.
I'm assuming crack because they love them.
It's a dehydrated bull penis.
Wow. Is it really?
Yeah.
Yes. It's a stretched dehydrated.
Oh my God. Just one?
That's just one.
They do make alternatives because this was a thing where my dog, we were, my wife.
Your dog's like, no, not bull penis for me.
Yeah.
I mean, penises aren't allowed in our house, so we have to get rid of them now.
That's why I brought it up. I'm like, hey, I don't know if you know.
Get it out of
but
there.
The only one getting dick in that house.
they make alternatives that are not made out of actual penis, but that look similar.
That is crazy.
When I found out, I was like, it can't be. And then some of them, you could still tell if you look closer. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my. I'm going to go look at all the bully sticks now.
Yeah. Really, it's almost kismet when you see one just yamming on one. You're like, oh, that's painful.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
This is closer to our locker room talk.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
We've captured.
We got the number up.
All right. I don't even know where we were. How we have there, but the Paige. When it comes to your time at Angel City now, obviously being an NWSL champion, and now I'm curious about this year in NWSL, especially with a World Cup. What are the, you know, you've experienced this before. What is it like when you're back after a World Cup? And are there more fans? Is the fanfare like a little bit different? But like, what do these World Cups mean to NWSL and being a professional in this country?
Yeah, so in 2019, I was with Washington Spirit, and we had Rose LaBelle and Mal Pugh on our team during that time, and that was the first time, really, we played at Audi Stadium, and we sold it out for both games, 20,000 fans, and that wasn't even close to our other fan, like, we had 5,000 fans before that, and yeah, I think it's an incredible opportunity for more hype in women's soccer, to get these people to games and to let them know that we have a professional league and that you can see all of these players weekly, not just at the World Cup. And I think that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Hopefully players come back healthy and ready to go for our teams, but it's a great opportunity for fans to see.
I'm sure you mentioned hopefully players come back healthy. What did you think when you heard about the Ireland and Colombia friendly where they had to abandon the game 20 minutes in because they were like getting too like
violent, too sturdy,
aggressive. But I would love to hear the answer from both of you. What do you think about that?
I mean, you gotta, like, people have to know that teams are gonna bring everything they can at a world stage. Like, you have to one, prove that you belong there. Otherwise, it's almost embarrassing. And two, yeah, it's intense. Even the past games, I think Ashley Lawrence on Canada was getting roughed up in Canada. Yesterday, it's going to be an intense tournament, and I mean, injuries are part of the game, but it's a lot of games in 1 month, and I hope coaches and teams manage players.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw that, I was like, get them off the field. Like, if it is like, you know, I think my like motherly instinct kicked in and I was like, get those girls off the field, like protect them for their big tournament. But I get it that it's like, you want everyone, even in a send off game, to be going 100% because like, that's how you get ready for these tournaments. You can't be like playing at half speed and expect to turn it on right away once the like whistle blows for your first game. So, I mean, I respect it, like wanting to protect players, but Paige, I see what you're saying. Like, it's going to be rough out there. Like, get ready.
Yeah, I think the story itself just highlights like, yo, this ain't like a quote unquote game. Like, we out here to really like we can hurt each other, and it just highlights how competitive it's getting, World Cup after World Cup. But yeah, Alexis, you had a question, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask Tien about, you know, being a fan, though, you know, you're kind of now involved in a way in this Women's World Cup. For a lot of fans, you're going to be a part of the voice of the Women's World Cup, and especially during this time. For us, I remember how important it felt to just even be recognized or be a part of it or feel like we added anything to the culture. You're a huge women's national team fan. You get to be a part of it a little bit. How does that feel? That's got to feel incredible.
It feels... thank you for asking. It feels like a dream come true, honestly. I've been such a fan for a long time. If there's any way that I have like a tiny little like participation in soccer in any way on like a public platform, it feels so cool. Like when I told my family that I was getting to do this job, they were like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to you. Like, better than any of the other accomplishments that you've ever been a part of. Like, this is the coolest thing.
You've got like awards behind you.
Like, every other thing that's ever happened to you in your life means nothing. This is it. So it's like very exciting. And I also feel like, you know, I'm sure you guys feel it too, because you're watching all these games. Like, I don't want to miss anything. I want to be able to like talk to so much of what I didn't used to watch before, which was every other country. And now I'm like, because of this job, even deeper in than I was before, just watching every other game besides the U.S. women's national team.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, I was talking about Germany the other day, and I'm like, yo, Lena Oberdorf, man, she's so good. And I'm like, I caught myself. I'm like, my God, have I really just learned so much? Because Christian and I have tried our hardest to make sure that we said we want to grow the sport. So we're going to talk about all mm-hmm. of it. And we talk about the women's game at the same amount and the same level we talk about the men's game, because it should be. Anyone who kicks ball gets even time on our show. And you just realize, like, I know backups on like the U21 team on some other country. I'm like, why do I know this?
Okay. We're deep in this game, you know, it's great to see. Like I said before, seeing people in comedy involved in the game, especially from where we started in 2015, and it was like, you know, everybody was like, you know, a lot of comedians were like, soccer is, you're going to talk about soccer, soccer is gay. And it's like, yes, it is. That's good.
Yeah.
More of it.
Yeah.
Yes. More gay. Yeah.
it's also straight, and it's also non-binary.
Yes.
It's everything.
It's everything.
It's the best comedian, you know, and like just a little peek behind the scenes. Like the producers involved in creating the show, Becky Donahue and Mara Heron, who are dear friends of mine. Who you know, Becky Donahue reached out to me, and she, like, these are like big sisters in comedy. When I started comedy in 2008, those were the people that had already been doing comedy like 6-7 years. Had a ton of respect for them. And then, you know, as soon as Becky reached out to me and you know, and telling me about this project, I was really, really excited to get you guys on the show. So this is really awesome. I'm happy for you guys. I can't wait to keep checking out the show. And it's going to be available. How often? Where can people find it? Please let people know.
Page
10.
Okay, you're sweetly holding your dog. We drop episodes.
This is like the cutest promo.
I know. We drop episodes every Wednesday, and we'll be weekly. And you can find us on everywhere podcasts are found, and also on YouTube as well. In These Cleats, on Instagram. So yeah, check us out.
Yeah. Awesome.
Who's your dream get? I want to get that from each of you before we go.
Oh, Paige, who's yours? I know mine from the jump.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
Mine's Megan Rapinoe. I want to sit down with Pino so bad.
Amazing. Yeah.
I guess mine is Mia Hamm, but I think she would do it.
Oh yeah,
I think she. I feel like she's very.
She owns.
Yeah, she's on the team.
Play for.
I know. It's yeah. She would do it. She's a friend. She went to UNC with me. I've hung out with her.
She would
twice,
do it.
Said two words, but we're friends.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
She.
But what a company player over here is like, who do I want to talk to? My boss.
Yeah, my boss.
That's my dream.
We had to interview Mia, but we had before we started recording. I'd mentioned that we got to be at the reveal of the Angel City kit, the first Angel City kit, and we were Angel City invited us to Bank of California Stadium at the time, and we were in the room with Mia when the kit was revealed, and it was one of those moments of like, yo, we do not belong in the room with Mia Hamm. This kit is being real. Like, it's like this must have been.
I was like, does two other members of the Hamm family want to be here?
No.
We shouldn't be here.
But no, both great guests. You know what? And I'm going to, so I can put this out publicly, because one of our dream guests is Alexis Ohanian, one of the owners of Angel City FC. And we've been trying to get him on the show for years.
Okay,
let's
manifest all of that for us.
Yes, okay. The meeting of the male Alexis.
Yes.
Let's go. There's not that many of us.
Paige, Tien, congratulations on the new project. Best of luck going forward. Seriously, really excited to have you guys on the show. And you guys are welcome back anytime you want to join us. So,
thank you so much. And we'll have to have you two on our show, too, if you would.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the best.
You're my dream get.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
The make king sure that lesbian.
You're really good
king
at
lesbian,
already.
You have to come on to our show.
Yeah, yeah. The title card under my
and bully stick expert, please.
Yeah. Petrified Bull Penis and King Lesbian coming on the next episode.
I was sure she was gay, and now I'm wrong.
All right. Cheers, guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Another wonderful interview by us. I mean,
the reviews are in, Alexa.
We are so good at this.
Shout out to Paige and Tien.
Of course.
Go check out incredible. In These Cleats, available every Wednesday. And yeah, I mentioned it in the interview, but you know, there's comedians that are involved in the production of the show as well. So it's always exciting to see our peers. Also involved in the game. It's grown. The Cooligans effect is real. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody sees this, the cash cow that we've created. Okay.
We, in 2015, we opened the door and waited 7 to 8 years before other people started to walk through that door.
Right. Okay. They saw, you know, all the life of luxury that we live.
Yes.
And they're like, we got to get on board.
Are they on Spirit Airlines? We've got to get in this game.
Okay, because I'm still on a horse and buggy. All right?
Damn, bro. My cousin just died of dysentery.
Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate the support, the listeners, all the positive comments and things like that. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also leave a review on Spotify. That's a new little feature that at the bottom. It says, how'd you like this show? Let them know you like this show. Okay,
loved it.
So give us 5 stars, subscribe to the YouTube channel as well, and shout out to everybody here watching on DraftKings Network. We appreciate you, and we will be back tomorrow with another banger for the Women's World Cup Daily Podcast. Let's go. Peace.
If your client's accounts payable process is making you jump through hoops, you need Bill. Bill is your secret weapon to automating your client's AP, and there's a special limited-time offer at bill.com/podcast you don't want to miss. With Bill, you can manage all of your clients in one place with the accountant console and increase your team efficiency with automated and customizable workflows. Supercharge your advisory service with dashboards and predictive analytics from Bill, powered by timely cash flow data from your synced accounting software. Plus, gain more visibility and ensure greater accuracy with Bill's data-driven reporting and insights. No wonder 85% of the top 100 U.S. accounting firms are already using Bill to manage their clients' AP and accelerate their growth. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your clients' AP. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill. Don't wait. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.